All right, I'm going to call up the sister, Sophia. She is a D.C.-based Muslim activist and spoken word artist. Before I call her up, are y'all feeling all right? Y'all energized?
Yeah.
Hey, put your hands together like this. Go like this. Keep your claps going, keep your claps going. Freedom, we want.
I don't hear you.
Freedom, we want.
Freedom.
She don't hear y'all. Freedom,
we want freedom.
Louder. Freedom,
we want freedom.
If I don't hear you, they don't hear you.
Freedom.
Freedom,
we want freedom. Because veiled women feel you with fear, but veiled truth is seductive and dear. So I write for my mothers who boil straw for their children's supper. And I write for my babies whose last breath is phosphorus gas. And I write for the six-year-old boy sent out to buy bread, returned to his mother wrapped in a shroud with a bullet in his head. And I write for those in concentration camps, what they call refugee camps, whose great, great, great grandfather's homes were bulldozed. 300-year-old olive groves bulldozed. 24-year-old Rachel Corey bulldozed because they were too close to plant settlements from NYC and Miami. And now I need to write, working with my right hand, trying to make sure nothing is left unsaid, trying to bring you back to the life from the walking dead. And so I write lines to throw lifelines because I'm living like I'm bulletproof. Living like I'm bulletproof is the only life I've got, because you've got all your guns aiming their bullets at me, dropping your bombs and missiles on all sides with varying trajectory. But I will dodge your bullets with my reality and refuse to bow down to that crown that you think makes you king, not understanding one thing. This is not a video game, and I am not a toy soldier. You got a knife to my jugular and expect me to juggle between truth, life and death, and truth and lies, and therein lies the source of this mess. As you try to call this a game of chess, but as therein lies the source of this mess. As you try to penetrate my chest, rape my queens, imprison my kings, but this is just checkers, with you trying to jump over me. But you see, white man can't jump. So instead, you try to step on top of me to make it to the other side of the world so you can yell, crown me. But I am that black knight that will continue to write, continue to fight until that missing piece of the puzzle of peace is finally in place. And Lady Justice has removed the blindfold off of her face. And no longer is justice denied to just us. See, I'd be that piece on the back of the board that you couldn't see. Because truth can only be seen with the heart, and yours is blinded by jealousy. I be that piece that jumps over you. Game over. Now we're all free.
Bravo, bravo, bravo.
I was actually going to close out with that, but with everybody yelling freedom, you know, I mean. I don't know how much time I have, so I'm going to do a new piece that's kind of different. It's called Her. This poem has no numbers, no statistics, no stories, no body counts, because sometimes we have to look not at the numbers, but at the numbness that begins to threaten our humanness. No, this poem is about her. You see, there was something about her. It wasn't just the fact that she was a martyr's mother or that she was from another land. No, make that another reality. It was the reality that within her soul, there was this powerful, beautifully powerful combination of oxymorons, of optimistic sadness, of hopeful heartache, and an inner light and strength that nothing could ever break. And as I sat next to her, I could hear her soul crying. As she looked around the room, her face lost in the place of a first world revolution, which basically means people in a constant state of comfortable delusion as to the relativity of the reality of their deconstruction and reconstruction of philosophy, discussed in closed circles of comfort by youth sitting cross-legged in circles of shelter and safety. While back home, 10, 12, so-called youth sit in jail cells denied justice by an occupying army, not the Jews of the Torah, but a people filled with a black aura of hate. Behavior negating any justification of sympathy for their past trials and tribulations as they behave arrogantly, watering the fertile ground of future generations with missiles and bullets, round after round after round. Angry Caucasian anti-Semite Israelis destroying and dismembering ancient Palestinian villages just to erect apartheid-based settlements. Settlement buildings being built over the burned bodies of babies. Caravans consisting of continuous generations crying, despondence and despair, deepening the wrinkles of the depths of the soul of those expelled. Their future generations now compelled to live without a country, forced out, as if being deported, feeling as if they have been aborted by the shallow and selfish soul of a world without intellect. Justice and compassion are flatlined due to neglect. So I lean in to hold her, hoping she can feel my heartbeat through the warmth of our hands and see that although from different lands, our hearts beat in harmony. And as I whisper in her ear, the people united will never be defeated. She replies with tears in her eyes, but sis, how do we overcome this reality divide? You see, my soul bleeds eternity. My womb sheds tears of the emptiness of years ahead. Both my sons and my daughters dead. Missiles falling on them as they slept in their bed. Every night knowing your house, praying your house will be missed, but knowing that if it is, your neighbor's house may be kissed by that missile of the Israeli fist. Let me document the treatment of undocumented people long considered unequal by those who are writing the sequel and policies of homicide and genocide, yet say that when we struggle, that's considered suicide. And all I can say is I don't know. But somehow we have got to find a way. So just lift your head and let me wipe your tear away. Because we all know the difference between what they label as a terrorist and what we know is mere existence. A victim pronounced guilty by his sheer innocence, whose only mean is existence, is resistance. And when one is denied basic rights, the only thing we have left to do is to stand up and fight. Thank you. Peace.